this, huh?
This carne asada. Check it out.
Wow.
Chef Big Dog up all night cooking.
Shut up and taste this. A mousse douche. Come here. Look at that.
You like it?
Yeah.
We're going to cook like this.
We're being reviewed by the most important critic in the city.
Now suddenly you're going to be an artist. Well, be an artist on your own time. It's my restaurant.
The kitchen is my domain. That was our deal.
The deal has now changed. Either you stay or you go.
So you're threatening to fire me now?
No, I'm telling you what I'm prepared to do if you don't cook my menu.
Hello there, and thank you for coming back for another episode of the Three Amigos Movie Review Podcast. I am your host, Peter.
I'm Chris.
This is David.
And today we will be reviewing the movie Chef. Now, before we jump into the review, we kind of take a minute to bullshit with each other. So, Dave, what have you been up to with this, I guess this last month, because we haven't recorded shit for so long? What have you been up to, David?
Some family stuff. Not going to go into it too bad. Nothing horrible.
What about you, Chris?
Not too much, you know. It's kind of nearing like the end of Pride Month, and I bought myself like just some generic stuff, to kind of like mark the occasion, and especially like with the whole like Roe v. Wade. Not to get political or everything, you know, but it's kind of like a scary time right now. Like, especially if you're like a woman or like a minority, you know, right now, like it's just. I don't know. It's kind of like stressing me out, you know. I know it shouldn't, but I've just been like kind of taking in, you know, like everything happening, like everything that's out of my control. And yeah, I've just been kind of dealing with that, you know, like.
So you said you purchased some generic price of what was
what's like that? Stickers, a flag. Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm so not naive. Like I'm kind of an idiot.
It's not like I got butt plugs or anything.
All right, so me, I went to a pretty cool store we have in Phoenix and Mesa. I went to Bookman's, and I found a RPG book that I've been wanting for a long time. It's Delta Green, Call of Cthulhu.
I'm kind of
excited about that. Yeah, and you guys played a game that I couldn't make it to. With our David's nephew. How did that go?
It was his first time running a RPG. He did really amazingly good. My surprise, at least. He did it really
Nobody
good.
Died?
No, he kind of, I think he kind of like pulled the punches like everyone does a little bit, just a little bit. But I think it was a really fun game. So though he's going to be really good.
Yeah. Because in the beginning, like before we started the game, he's all like, I'm going to start you guys off at a novice level, but then I'm going to like crank it up to fucking veteran like really quick. And I was like kind of worried, you know, like shit.
I think he's going to be like a, what is the word? Like very combat oriented DM. Because we had a lot of fights, and like that would be like kind of a good change, you know, because we're all different. I don't think we've had anyone that, I mean, we had one session, he threw like five fights in there probably.
Yeah, literally.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Alright, so okay. Anything else you guys want to say before we jump in?
No, I was going to say, there's a lot of different Chef movies named Chef, right?
Is there? I don't know that.
Yeah, it was kind of, I was looking up this movie and like five other movies came up recent also.
Yeah, I think there's even like a new one coming out called The Chef or something like that.
Okay, but this is the 2014, right?
This is the 2014 movie directed by Jon Favreau. Is that how you say his name? Jon Favreau?
Yeah.
And it's about a head chef that quits his restaurant job and buys a food truck in an effort to reclaim his creative promise while piecing back together his estranged family. So before we start reviewing everything, we're just going to give our first impressions. So Chris, what was your first impression of this movie?
So I first saw this movie like maybe back in like 2016, maybe something like that. And back then, like I was still married. And we used to go to the the library a lot and rent movies. And this was one of them that we picked up. And man, I like fell in love with this movie. Although, like, I guess fell in love is a strong way to put it. But I don't have, or I didn't have the infatuation with cooking back then as I do now. So after I rewatched it for this review, I just fell in love with it like all over again, you know, because like I'm like in love with like cooking like TV shows, you know, and like, you know, cooking movies and all these like streaming like documentaries and shit like that, you know. And so this movie kind of like it's kind of good and it's kind of bad, you know, because it doesn't really show the really like stressful parts of the job when it comes to working in a restaurant, but it does like have like a bunch of like montages, you know, to kind of like show like the artistry behind it, you know.
Yeah, I was curious to see if you would even like it anymore because you're vegan, you know. They're doing a lot of
like
pork is like the first thing is pork and bacon and eggs and, you know, just everything.
I know and they even like
hate it probably.
There's even like a vegan joke in the movie too.
Oh, I don't remember. What does he say?
They're cooking up the sandwiches for the first time, the Cuban sandwiches, and the son is all like, I want a piece, and John Leguizamo was all like, you don't want none of that. You're probably vegan.
What cooking shows do you watch, Chris? Are they
any? I watched a lot of like Kitchen Nightmares, like Hell's Kitchen. Gordon Ramsay stuff, you know.
Shit.
But I watched Kitchen, like these. Like, I know it's the, like more like drama,
man.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like the worst of humanity, isn't it? Hell's Kitchen. I haven't seen a single show of it, but I thought that's what started like all this. Like, I'm gonna scream in your face, and let's see how many people dig this.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they kind of wanted on this movie, right? They were trying to tell him to get into Hell's Kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they wanted him into Hell's Kitchen. He's like, I'm a chef. He's like, I cook food.
All right. Your first impression, David?
I was just going to ask Chris. I was asking him that because there's a show I watch. I forget what it's called on Netflix. It's an amazing show.
Oh, Chef's Table?
Yeah, Chef's Table.
And, oh, that is good.
That's a good one.
All of it. There's a couple of episodes because it's more about the chef than it is the food.
Yeah.
But I watched one, maybe 10 times, one of the episodes. And it's just funny because, it's so, like, the foods look so amazing. And I'm just, like, eating peanut butter and jelly watching it. Like, every fucking time. And I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, every single time, I have no skills at all.
But, shit.
I watched this movie before the review, and then I watched it again for the review. I'm just going to start trashing all of your guys' movies, because you guys hate all of mine.
Oh, damn.
No, I like the beginning of the movie. The beginning's fun, and it's kind of raunchy and stuff. And after, like, the first half hour kind of turns into a Hallmark movie. Would you guys agree with that? It kind of turns into just like a cheesy feel good movie.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a family movie. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with it. It's just the beginning is so fun and funny and ridiculous. The rest of it, like, it doesn't even show them like reunite at the end. They're just all together, you know, his ex-wife.
Yeah,
and yeah,
cooking with them. But it's not a bad movie. The beginning is a lot funner than the rest of it. It's a good movie.
Okay, my first impression, I really enjoyed it. I was kind of surprised how much I enjoyed it. But like Chris, I like to watch cooking shows as well, and David. Yeah, it's nice to get some inspiration, you know. But my cooking is not good either, so I'm pretty shitty, actually, at cooking.
I love
it's always cooking, better dude. When I'm not cooking. Yeah, but it's always better when someone else cooks, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I think everyone has something they can cook really good, though. Even if it's, like, super lame, like, probably because we cook it so much. I got a couple of dishes that I can cook real good that everyone likes.
All right, Chris, do you have the names up? Do you want to go through the names?
But yeah, we have Jon Favreau as Carl, Casper. We have Robert Downey Jr. as Marvin. We have John Leguizamo as Martin. Scarlett Johansson as Molly. Sofia Vergara as Inez. And Dustin Hoffman as Reva.
And then the kid was MJ Anthony as Percy.
Oh, yeah. Percy, he was like really... for a child actor... Like, he did really well for this movie.
All right, Chris, so any actors that you liked and disliked?
I think just the main stars of the movie. Like, it was, like, normally, like, I like to pick out, like, the small characters, you know, that, or actors that portray, like, small characters in movies. But in this one, I think just the main cast, you know, Jon Favreau and John Leguizamo, like, they were, like, for me, the... they like catapulted this movie, like, or they made it, you know, like they just did such a great job, like with their roles, you know. I didn't really like Robert Downey Jr.'s character, just because.
Me neither, dude.
Yeah, dude. Why didn't you like him?
Oh, it was just not so much the character. It just felt like a cameo that went on way too long. He's trying to be funny. It wasn't too funny. I don't know. It's kind of just annoying.
Did you feel like it was like a cheap shot? Kind of?
Just no, I just thought that like it was just, it was, I just didn't think he was funny. He was just trying to be funny.
I felt like he was trying to play like another Iron Man, you know, like another Tony Stark.
And he probably like, just walked across the street from the Iron Man.
Yeah.
What about you, David?
I think Dustin Hoffman's fun to watch while he's screaming and throwing shit.
That's true.
What was the critic's name in the movie again? I'm sorry.
He was Ramsey Michael. Or Mitchell.
He's Ramsey. Like, everything with him is really enjoyable. The whole Scarlett Johansson does really good. Yeah, the cast is really good.
Did you guys like... because I know, like in the previous movie that we reviewed, which is the one with that had all the Marvel characters in it.
Oh, Wind River.
Yeah, Wind River. Did you guys like dislike this movie for the same reason that you like kind of felt a little bit like, you know, negative about that one? Because
I thought it would have been better if they were not in it. And I think Scarlett Johansson's overrated, but she was good in this movie. Yeah. Probably one of the only movies I actually like her in it. Shit. Have you guys seen Black Widow? Have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah.
No, and it just came out like left field, like really hard.
Well, yeah, I'm harsh, I guess. But if you guys seen the Doctor Strange movie, like compare Scarlett Johansson to like Elizabeth Olsen, you know. Elizabeth Olsen's a good actress, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it would have been better with both of them out of this movie, but Scarlett Johansson's acting was okay in this movie.
I like her in this movie, yeah. I don't know if she's overrated. I think she might be overrated, but I think we're into like other types of movies that everyone else watches,
you know? Yeah. I think maybe if you like see her other movies, like some of her lesser known ones, like Under the Skin, maybe you might like get like a different opinion about her, you know, maybe.
I did see it.
Oh, did you?
How was it? Was it good?
Yeah.
I didn't see the preview or anything. I've never seen her phenomenal. I've always seen her okay. But if you really like Marvel movies, then she's probably the shit, I think, right? I mean, she does those decent.
Okay. So now that we went through the actors, I want to ask you guys that scene in this movie where Carl Kasper, where he's not getting to me. You know, that's it. You're not getting it. Freaks out. You guys ever have a moment like that or witness a moment like that?
There was a milder one. Like, I was making a delivery to this convenience store, and there was no room. There truly was no room in the convenience store for this giant freezer I was delivering, right? And this lady did not know it was coming. Where the fuck am I going to put this freezer? This is bullshit. I don't have an electrical socket to plug it into. I don't fucking care. Like, tell me your name and I will say you refused it. Let me fucking leave. And she was just kept ranting. Like, she's like, and then finally, after like 10 minutes, she was like, because I have to get her name or else I can't bring it back. I just need a name. You know what I mean? And she was just like, she wouldn't tell me her name. She's like, just leave it right there. And I was like, you fucking asshole. You could have like just told me that 10 minutes ago.
God, man. Oh, no.
I just hate you.
I can't think of anything crazy, like comical like that. You gotta
if I recorded that shit, you guys have been laughing your ass off. But like in the moment, it's not fucking funny. It's like infuriating. So I was like, after I drove away, I was like laughing, you know what I mean? But she seriously was like asking me like why I brought it to her. You know what I mean?
As for myself, I remember one time, like, I was at a Circle K, and we were all in line. Like, the line was backed up to the door and shit. And there was this guy, like, trying to fucking buy something. And he gave the lady a $100 bill. And the guy was screaming his head off. He was all like, give me my fucking money back! He's all like, I guess the guy tried to pay with a $100 bill. And the associate was saying that it was counterfeit. And so she was trying to hold on to it. She didn't want to give the money back to him.
I just gave it back to him and fucking walk out.
So everybody in line was all like, fucking like, just give him the fucking money. Like, get him.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then the fucking guy that tried to pay with the counterfeit money, like, he was all like, you know, I was on his side, like, for the most part. Up until like he started throwing out like a bunch of like Trump shit, like rhetoric, you know, like he was saying like, you need to go back to where you came from. You don't even know. You're not even part of the fucking country. It's all like, he just fucking went off, dude. And I was all like, whatever, dude, get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. Like why she would, like, she gets minimum wage. Maybe, you know what I mean? She shouldn't put herself in that position. She just gave him the money back and told him to leave.
Yeah.
I don't care what the store policy is. That's like, I know people that like worked at Circle K, and people do beer runs and they'll jump in front of the doors. I'm like, fuck that, dude. What, you want to get shot or stabbed? Like, yeah, let them fucking seriously take off with the beer. Like, you have a shitty job, dude. You're not getting paid enough to stop a fucking guy like robbing the place. That's fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the news today, there was somebody got killed because customer thought that there was too much mayonnaise on his hamburger.
Oh my god!
It's fucking crazy. You know, it's insane. All right, yeah, I was just trying to see if you guys had any hilarious stories of public freakouts where you kind of lost your shit.
I've never gone that far, you know what I mean? That, like, I don't think any. He's a pretty, like, I don't know. That's pretty crazy, that rant.
All right, you guys want to jump into best lines, worst lines?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. You want to go first, Chris? I got to pull mine up.
Okay. So my best line, it was after Carl Casper gets his food critiqued. I think it was after the public freakout that we were just talking about. It's like right after that, and he's like talking to Molly or Scarlett Johansson, and they're kind of having like an intimate conversation, you know, about like his life at that moment, you know, like he doesn't really know where he's what he's going to do. You know, he's telling her that he doesn't have any prospects, you know, like no job applications, no nothing, you know. And he's talking about his kid, like he's like kind of disappointed in like the way he's like going about like his relationship with his child and shit. And he says, "I think I'm lost." And Molly says, "I think that's a good place to start." Like, that was my favorite line. Like,
why?
You know, because I go to therapy, you know, and I've said, like, stuff to my therapist that resembled this, something like this, you know. Like, you know, even right now, like, you know, not to get, like, too fucking deep and shit, you know, but, you know, sometimes I do feel like I'm, like, kind of lost, you know. And so it, like, you know, it kind of hits close to home. And, like, I know I say that about a lot of movie lines, but just because, like, I love some movies so much, you know, they just kind of, like, bring out, like, you know, they mimic, like, real life, you know? So, it just kind of, like, hit close to home.
Yeah, I kind of, it's not my best line, but right before that where he's like, "I'm a fucking cat playing a piano." You know, because I kind of, And she's like, "What the fuck do you mean?" Because I don't have social media and I'm not much into any like pop culture, but I feel like him. Like, I don't have Twitter. I wouldn't even know how to use Twitter. And my daughter would probably have to teach me how to use that shit, you know?
Yeah. So
it's kind of funny because I relate to him like a lot in this movie.
I have like when he's setting up Twitter and shit, he's all like, "Is this for sex?" Yeah. The son's all like, "What the fuck? No."
But my favorite line in this movie was when Carl Casper went with his ex-wife and his son to Miami, and they're at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And his wife is, you know, trying to get him to get that food truck, and like he kind of finally convinces himself to do it, and she's kind of like, how do you say, like, "Okay, if that's what you want," you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And my favorite line is like when he says, "You're so full of shit." I like it because he's like comfortable enough with her to say that. You know, it's like so like offensive that.
Yeah, you know, that's what this movie like does really well. I think like it does like comedic relief like perfectly throughout the movie, and it like because even in that scene, like it was starting. You know, it was, like, a funny scene to begin with. Like, him, like, not understanding, like, what the hell is it called? Like, the language barrier between her dad and him and all that. But then, like, it starts to, like, kind of get, like, a little bit sappy, you know, with Inez. Like, you know, like, you can feel, like, the bond between them starting to grow a little bit. And then to cut it, like, cut the, you know, not tension, but, like, the...
The seriousness of it?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Like, it was perfect, you know?
All right, David, your favorite line?
My favorite line came from Ramsey Mitchell. It's after they, came back to town, the chef, and he's like, "Oh, this shit's good," or whatever, right? He's like, they were kind of apologizing to each other, right? And the critic, he says, like, he's like, "Man, you didn't have to do that," or whatever. He's like, the critic's like, "You started a flame war with me. Are you kidding me? I buy ink by the barrel, buddy. What are you doing picking a fight with me? I wouldn't challenge you to a cook-off." I thought that shit was hilarious.
Yeah, he said, like, he also said something like, "I thought we were having fun."
Oh, yeah.
Because he thought, he didn't know he was going to flip out like that. Like, that line kind of sums up the whole movie. It was just all a misunderstanding. You know, he didn't fucking hate him. Just, and he told him, he was like, "You shat the bed. Like, what the fuck were you doing?" You know, it was a quick, like, 1 minute, like, sum up of all the problems, right? They just needed to sit down and
not
talk.
Not all the problems, seconds. Though. That was a
well, between them two. But... Yeah, it was a sum up of the problems between them.
I don't know. I really like the, like, after their little talk, you know, and he says, like, he wants to, like, bankroll them and like start a business with them together or open a restaurant together. He's all like, "You know, this is fucking good." really good. He's all like, excelente. He's all like, mucho gusto. And I'm all like, oh my god, like, that was probably like my worst line in the movie. I'm like, I hate when like movies try to do that, like try to like give
delicious,
like, yeah. And
it's like the end of It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, everything came wonderful. It's kind of cheesy.
I mean, they didn't cure cancer or shit. You know, they just ended up together and he got a good job, you know?
It was pretty close to curing cancer. Like, this one was more cheesy than, like, It's a Wonderful Life.
All right, so we'll jump into into worst lines. Was that your worst line, Chris?
Yeah, that was my worst line. Like, I just... I don't like it when movies try to force like white characters to like talk Spanish like in the most like ridiculous way possible, like just making up words, you know, like to make it sound Spanish, like it annoys the fuck out of me.
I thought, like, I took it more as like he's just an idiot, just being stupid, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he was, you know, but I don't like it. Like, it felt forced, you know, like...
Just irks you?
Yeah.
All right, David, so what was your worst line?
I didn't have a worst line.
Me neither, actually.
Damn! I kind
of drained out the second half of it and didn't listen to the rest of it, so... I was just kidding.
Shit. I mean, it's pretty well-done movie, you know, like, the writing in it was, like, pretty... it was pretty smart, you know, like, even for the lines for the kid, you know, they made him out to be like a clever little kid, you know, like he was really into his technology and like he understood like most of what was going on around him, like family wise, you know, so it's pretty, I don't know. I've never seen that like from my own kids, you know, like, them like completely understanding everything like around them, you know, like my kids are like curious, you know, about everything and they question everything, you know, as opposed to this kid who fucking like understands and fucking like knows everything, you know.
Yeah, the relationships with them felt really real too, like when he's like, can I go with you to the restaurant, and he's like, no, he gets all pissed off and pissy, you know. Mm-hmm.
That was cool, yeah.
Yeah. The writing was good. It was spot on for the characters.
Yeah. It kind of made it out to be like, because it is like a family movie for the most part, you know, it was almost like unrealistic, you know, like, you know, not everybody fucking like has a happy ending like that, you know, like fucking families don't, I'm pretty sure the majority of families that are divorced don't get back together, you know, like.
Yeah, but I'm sure you know. I know a couple of people that got divorced and got back together. You know,
it's a film. Oh, really?
It's
movie.
Not. It's not. Yeah. It's not like a happy ending because somebody I know, like, they divorced and then they lost their house and they got together and they got an apartment. You know, I mean, shit like that. But
yeah,
they ended up back together still. You know,
hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, it happens. It does happen kind of a lot, but this is a Hallmark movie. It damn near is, isn't it? Like, it doesn't even show them get back together. Like, you just know they're going to get back together at the end.
All right, so, David, what was your best scene?
Best scene is when he's cooking for Scarlett Johansson. She's just, like, laying there watching him cook. That's, like, the hottest she's ever been in that scene.
Recently. Oh, my God.
I'm not even that big of a fan of her. It was just really hot.
Yeah,
it was so dumb.
Do you guys agree with that? Or?
No, not at all. I just think she's overrated. Nah, not at all. But
I don't like seek movies out for her. But she's a beautiful woman. I gotta admit that. He's like, I didn't say her acting was fucking phenomenal. I'm saying she looked hot. I'm sorry.
I mean, she is. You know, physically, she is fucking beautiful, you know, like, and she does kind of give, like, that kind of, like, sultry, like, little, like, look, you know, like, when she's laying there and he's cooking, like, I don't know, does it imply that they slept together before that cooking scene?
I'm pretty fucking sure. Like she's like, it looks like she's laying in the bed.
Right. And then and then his ex-wife Inez says something about it too, right? Yeah, his little waitress friend. You know, go ahead, Chris.
Oh no, sorry. Like I was just gonna bring it up that like he asks his ex-wife like about her sleeping with her ex-husband. Yeah. And then, like, she's all like, I don't question you, like, about you and your hot little waitress.
All right, so, Chris, what about your best scene? I'm sorry.
My best scene was actually multiple scenes, but it was every shit. Cooking montage.
Every cooking montage? Even the Scarlett Johansson one?
Yeah, like, when he's, like, cooking, like, when he's, like, cooking up the noodles. Like, just the actual, like, cooking scenes, you know? Like, not every... Like, put aside everything else that's going on in those scenes and just, like, focus on, like, the actual, like, cooking, the chopping, the mixing, the blending. Like, all that shit, like, I just absolutely love, you know?
Making the hash browns and the...
Yeah.
And the bacon and shit's all crisping and everything.
You just wanted, like, you wanted a cooking episode?
Yeah. Pretty much, you know?
It probably would have been good, right? Really good, actually.
Like, I love that shit. Like, especially, like, on the, like, how we were talking about Chef's Table and shit. Like, they do, like, a lot of that. You know, they do, like, on, focus on, like, the actual cooks themselves. But when they, like, show them actually, like, show the plating and shit, like, even those scenes, like, ugh, it's just... It hits the right spot, you know, like it makes me want to jump in the kitchen and fucking pull my best impression of Gordon Ramsay, you know?
All right. So my best scene was the part where Carl Casper makes the kid breakfast and then he didn't realize he sent that message to 100,000 people. Shit. And he's like, no, I told that guy to fuck off or however he says it, that one guy. And yeah. The kid's trying to tell him like how social media works pretty much, right? Mm-hmm. And like his Carl Casper's like facial impressions of the whole scene because he doesn't understand anything, and his son reads him like the reply, you know. That was my favorite scene. Well, I like it because he's kind of it shows his like naiveness, and he's, you know. What was your worst scene, David?
Anytime the stupid tweets came out and like fluttered away from the food truck into like Happyville. I hated those parts. You know, I'm talking about he'd send a tweet and like a fucking bird would come out with food. I just hated it.
Why did you hate it?
It was just dumb and stupid. I don't know. It just bothered me for some reason. Probably because it was in the second half of the movie. Chris, what was your worst part?
Well, I'm curious, Chris, did you hate that too or no?
I didn't actually mind it. You know, it wasn't really necessary, but like, it was a cute little addition, you know, to kind of, like, signify, you know, like, because Twitter was, like, a big thing back then, you know, it was, like, first starting out, and, like, not everybody understood it, and so, like, to, like, portray it, you know, it was kind of like birds, you know, kind of chirping away, like, sending off messages and shit, you know?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty clever how they incorporated it, and oh, it's something I've never seen before, so it was kind of cool to see, you know? Like, have you ever seen anything like that? And they use real, like, at that time, pop culture, social media shit. They incorporated it into the movie, you know? It was kind of cool. Like, it was a clever idea.
I just, probably because it was, like, everything else that was going on was just going so perfect, and it just felt super cheesy. Just, you know, like, everything, like, yeah, we're making a bunch of money, we're a family, and, like, everything, and, like, the food's good, and then just this... I don't know, he shot off a tweet, and it tweets, and it's flying, and it's fake, and it just felt really silly.
Like a Roger Rabbit type of twist in it?
Something. Yeah, it was real. No, way worse than that. Like, it was like a Mary Poppins, you know what I mean? Pulled something out of her bag.
I could see why some...
I didn't hate it. It was just, I just rolled my eyes at it. It was like, this is... Okay. All right. What was, Chris, did you say your worst?
Okay, so, my worst scene was actually, the entire scene that Robert Downey Jr. was in the movie. The whole interaction, like, between him and Carl Casper. It just felt like a scene from the movie Iron Man, you know? It felt like it took the spotlight away from Carl Casper, you know, and it like leaned in on Marvin, I think. You know, maybe if they casted somebody else, like instead of Robert Downey Jr., maybe it like would have made like the scene a little bit better, you know, but it just felt like because Iron Man is like the typecasted, like wealthy, like entrepreneur, you know, like they just had to like, or maybe because like they're all friends and shit and they're all like just trying to like stick together in like the film industry, you know, like, I don't know. I just felt like they needed somebody else for that role.
Yeah, I agree. I think it felt like he's like called his friends and they just made a movie, right?
Like the whole like topic about like the secretary being pregnant and shit, like, you know, I guess they had to include something to kind of like joke around about, I guess. I don't know. Like, it just, it was really weird, you know, like I didn't.
So that was your worst, Chris?
Yeah.
You got a worst, Peter?
Yeah, it's actually the same scene, but I have nothing else to add that you guys didn't say, you know. You guys want to go with a quote?
Yeah.
Chris, you want to describe what we're doing?
Okay, guys. This is the part of the podcast where we play a little game, pretty much, you know, guessing what movie the movie quote is from. So Peter this time is going to say a movie quote, and David and the rest of everybody out there listening can play along, and we have to guess what the movie is from.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain.
I'll say Dunkirk.
No, it's
the original Blade Runner movie.
Shit.
It's at the end of the movie when, I forget the bad guy's name. I don't know why I want to say baddie. I forget his, let me see, I'm looking them up right now. Roy Batty, yeah, I was right. He actually wrote that. Like, he wrote that for the movie. Like, he asked if he could read it. But he's dying.
Oh, that's cool.
He doesn't want to die, and he's trying to get more time. And they can't give him more time, so he's just mad. And then as he's dying, he's like, he's quoting that. And he's just like,
have you seen that, Chris? Blade Runner?
Yeah, the original. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like everything I've seen is just going to go away. Like, just like tears in the rain. Yeah. That's kind of elevates the movie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's a really fucking good movie. All right, so you guys want to go deep dive time? David, you want to go first?
I don't have much in this. I don't really have anything, guys.
What you got, Chris?
Do you got anything to say, David, or do you just want me to go ahead?
No, this movie's kind of not. It's generic. That doesn't, generic doesn't mean bad. You know what I mean? It just means like, like not complex, I guess. Kind of just. It's not. Yeah. I didn't dislike the movie. It's just, it seemed the beginning's a lot of fun. I love Dustin Hoffman flipping out. He's like, would you want to go to a concert and they didn't like say the greatest hits? He's like, you burned the fucking stage down, right? It's hilarious. Yeah. It's funny. I just like I've said 3 times or 10 times already that I think the beginning's a lot funner than the rest of it. Maybe because there is a kid in the rest of it and they can't say like the obscene shit or something that they're saying in the beginning. He's like, I'd rather have you sit on my face like on a moist day than eat your cake again. That shit's good shit.
I do agree with you that the first half of the movie is better, but just because there's a lot more cooking montages like in the first half of the movie, as opposed to the second part.
All right, what's your deep dive, Chris?
Okay, so this movie, I think what it does best, and probably I can't remember in all the movies that we reviewed, but I think in this movie especially, I felt like the chemistry between every single character, every character in this movie, the chemistry is like spot on, dude. Like, it seems like they've, like, you're watching like an actual like family, you know, and like friends like act out like their like dilemmas and, you know, their good times and bad times. And, you know, like the chemistry between like how you were talking about, like Dustin Hoffman and Jon Favreau. I could see something like that being played out like in a kitchen, especially, you know, a restaurant. I mean, you know, the chemistry between him and his kid, like, it kind of reminded me of like my like interactions with my kids, you know, like especially my son. Like, I was just like talking to my daughter, you know, like about like anime and manga, and like kind of like how, you know, the scene when Jon Favreau and his kid are walking through the food market or the farmer's market, and they're talking about his critic and shit, and and, you know, they're just having like a real like casual conversation, you know. I don't know, like it felt real, you know, like the chemistry was just like spot on. Like, I could go down the list of like every character. Like, did you guys feel that way, like, about it?
That,
like,
is true. I don't know. Yeah, I admit that. Yeah, I mean, you have good actors. They're all good too, right? Like, all of them are just good actors.
I don't know. Do you guys remember what Jon Favreau's like acting debut was?
Probably like, holy shit! It was, he was really young. He was in Friends.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I thought it was Friends.
I think he did stuff before that.
Yeah, he did. He did do some stuff before it.
Like, I just remember him like back when he was in Friends and shit. Like, fuck, man! Like, he played that character MMA good fighter, too, but right? Like, yeah, it was just so stupid and silly.
He's a rich, horrible MMA fighter.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, like the chemistry was good in this movie. Another thing that like I felt like did really well was the fucking music throughout this movie. The music choices, it was suitable for like every scene almost, you know, especially like in the second half of the movie, like for the location, like how, and sets, you know, for the when they were in Florida, you know, they were like kind of like classic, you know, like, or they were like new renditions of like classic songs, you know. I really liked it, you know, like it was, you know, some of the songs are like, especially to like the Latin community, like you don't hear like, well, you do hear like a lot of this music, but it's only like when the DJ like wants to throw on like a fucking like a classic, you know, like it's not like the type of music you hear in like bars or clubs, you know, but for this movie, it like fit really well, you know.
Would you guys take something the significance of food truck from your ex-wife's ex-husband?
Shit.
No, it's pretty probably crazy. Not.
Fuck no, just, that's some
I don't
weird
know.
Shit,
I don't know what right? It is. I don't know how that.
Maybe if there was like a depression, right, and you needed to feed your kids, yeah, but I wouldn't take like charity from my ex-wife's ex-husband. That's like a weird. It's like some weird shit.
Yeah. And that kind of goes to what like I was saying before, like earlier in the episode, like I was like, some of this like movie like seems unrealistic, you know.
He's got a smoking hot ex-wife who is very nice to him and just like waits for him to like come back to her. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like amazing, yeah, with the kid. Like, you can have the kid whenever you want. Right, like it's kind of silly, but it's kind of funny. It's a Hallmark movie, right?
Yeah, for sure. The other part, like, what did you guys think about, like, John Leguizamo's character? Like, I feel I like he was, yeah. Like, I felt like he was almost like the breakout. Like, if this was his first movie, like, I would, like, try to, like, find everything else that he's done before, you know? Like, he was, like, kind of like a breakout star. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, the attire that he wore in the movie was, like, pretty, like, it was pretty silly, you know, because I hate, like, fedoras. But he somehow pulls it off. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, he's going to Miami. He's gonna get a fedora.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just feel like the only bad thing I can say about this movie is that, like, the last act does kind of, like, speed through it, like, a little bit. You know, like, after he gets the food truck, like, everything needs to be tied up. Like, all the loose ends need to be, like, you know, resolved and shit. Like, so it just kind of, like, I don't know. I felt like they could have, like, taken some of the, you know, the parts from the first and second act and, like, added to the last part of the movie, you know? Because, like, literally, you have one scene where they're, like, he's talking to the, what the hell, the critic, you know, in one scene. They're kind of, like, still, like, a little bit bitter, you know, like, about everything that went down. But literally, the next scene, they're already, like, married again, and they're fucking in their new restaurant. Like, fuck, man. Like, you could have fucking, like, thrown in a couple scenes, like, in between there, you know, to kind of, like, show the transition.
I could see what you mean with that. Probably would have been nice to see some type of romance for them to get back together.
Yeah.
I kind of like how they just cut it off and then ended real quick, you know, with the wedding. I could see, like the awkward romance getting back together would have been kind of nice.
I don't know. Well, that was my deep dive, you know. Like, you know, I really like this movie, but, you know, it's not perfect.
My deep dive, I don't have too much. I did like the social media aspect of it because Twitter and everything was really, like, at the top at that point, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of did thought it was clever how they incorporated it, like, visually into the movie. But I could, like I said earlier, I could see how it would be kind of annoying. or why people wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Like Chris said, the relationships felt really real. I think it's because the characters felt really real as well, you know?
Yeah.
Like almost every single character felt like a real person. Even the social media representative, kind of.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Jen. And she plays in a couple of their other movies. She was in Elf.
She was. Oh, really? Shit.
And then she was in The Mandalorian, if you guys seen that, too. She's like the mechanic in The Mandalorian. Yeah, but this, I think the main reason I like this movie is because he's kind of an idiot. You know, he gets embarrassed and he gets his ass handed to him. And it's all kind of like a little misunderstanding, pretty much. All right, so anything you guys want to do before we give our ratings?
I want to say, like, fucking this movie, like, you know, it kind of gives me, like, hope for my future, you know? Because right now, like, my life is kind of, like, up in the air and shit. Like, I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing. Or, like, I got, like, projects going on. I got, like a new job I just started. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, my living situation, like, family. Like, I have, like, a lot of shit going on. But, like, at the same time, like, I feel lost, you know? Like, I'm not sure exactly, like where I'm supposed to be or who I'm supposed to be. You know, movies like this, you know, kind of give me hope, you know, kind of like get me back on that positive, like, ride, you know. So I just, for anybody out there, you know, who's like kind of like in that same boat, you know, kind of like, you know, where they like feel like they're in a tunnel, you know, and they can't really see the light at the other end. Like, this movie kind of like puts you in a like a good place, you know. It like gives you like a good starting point, you know, like, you know, maybe you should try out that that idea that you've been having in the back of your head, you know.
Yeah, I kind of like how he took a step back and just tried to relax a little bit too and not take everything so damn serious, you know.
Yeah,
took a little break,
yeah.
Did something he enjoyed, you know.
Yeah. And I know like a lot of people don't really have that luxury, but I don't know, like, I think you do need to like take a step back, you know, like, don't, like, I know people like have like a ton of like or a ton of people are like in shitty situations with their jobs, you know, like maybe they hate their job or they're like who they work with, you know, or their managers or whatever, you know, there's, you know, maybe the grass is greener on the other side, you know, maybe there's a different light at the end of the tunnel, you know, maybe there's another option you can like look out, you know, or look towards to, you know.
I stayed at the same job for like 10 years.
It's kind of God.
And then I had had like three other jobs in between that were also pretty shitty, but found a good one at the end, you know.
Hell yeah.
Scary, but what's the alternative, you know?
Just being miserable.
Right, David,
have you ever... Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What were you saying, Chris?
I was going to ask you, like, if you'd... wherever at like a really shitty job, you know, and you just fucking like hated going into work and
yeah, I think we all have. What's really crazy is seeing like someone that stayed at a job for 30 years and they think they can't quit, right? But they're just scared to quit. I remember that was my first real job that I real like my first real job. And there was this guy, like, he was stuck there. He thought he was stuck there. And I did put my 2 weeks in, spent 2.5 years there. And, like, there's places I tried my hardest, but they were never going to treat me or pay me as well as any of the other guys, right? Either because I was like, my age or whatever. Like, I'm not going to get into it, but because I would leave and I'd go somewhere else and they would treat me right. But it's hard to find, like, I'm to the point now where like I refuse to work for an asshole, right? Like, there's gonna be assholes in your day, there's gonna be assholes no matter what, but I'm not gonna make money for an asshole. Like, that's where I draw the line right now.
Hell yeah.
But I remember when I put my 2 weeks in at this first place, this guy who was astounded that I was actually leaving. He's like, "You're leaving?" like it's hell. He's like, "We're destined to stay there for the rest of our lives." He's like, "Yes, I put my 2 weeks in. I fucking did an application and I'm leaving." Like, you know what I mean? Like,
shit.
All right, so Chris, you want to go with your rating first?
Okay, so I gave this movie 8.5 stars, dude.
Damn, Chris.
Yeah, I really like this movie. You know, like, I'm kind of biased because, like, I'm into like fucking like the whole cooking scene. You know, like, I watch fucking every fucking night. Like, I always have like some kind of like cooking video I'm watching. And
that's
and
so random because
Peter picked it too. You're biased.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, fuck it. If it's picked by Peter, then I give it over 5, you know. If it's picked by David, it's under 5.
Yeah. It's just so random, the stuff that you like and dislike, Chris, so it's kind of shocking. Because this is probably, I don't think you rated anything over 8.5, probably. Maybe that one horror movie.
Yeah, I think you gave it like a 9.
Yeah, dude.
Well, it's really good.
It was a really good feel-good movie, you know? It's a good family movie, you know?
Yeah, it's a good movie just to turn on and shut off your brain and just enjoy it, you know? Not to think too hard, which is probably something that... Because, David, you like hard-thinking movies. This is kind of not it at all. But what do you give this movie, David?
I'm trying to think if I have to go lower now because of Chris's 8. and a half. I'll give this a 6.5.
Dang.
I think seven's kind of like the like the tipping point for me. Like anything above 7, I like a lot, and anything below it. This is not a bad movie. I just it's kind of silly, you know. But it's not a bad movie. The begin if the whole thing was like the beginning, I would love it. But all right, what do you got, Peter?
Okay, so I gave it an 8. I really enjoy it. I watched it several times, and it's just a fun movie. It's just a fun movie to watch and enjoy. That's all I got. You guys want to say anything before we jump off? I'd like to say we apologize for not being as frequent as we should.
Yeah.
But if you guys could, if you guys do enjoy this podcast, if you guys could give us a rating or send an email, tell us what you guys think, who you agree with the ratings, what you think about the movies, it helps a lot. Gives us more incentive to keep doing it as well.
Hell yeah.
Anything else before we call it a night?
Nope, I'm good.
No, yeah, I think, yeah, I just want to say thanks to everybody out there listening, and we'll see you next time.
All right, guys, have a good night.